You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. This is the Frames Per Second Podcast, Walking Dead Recap, Season 9, Episode 13, Choke Point. This was the one we were waiting on, man. Showdown between Beta and Daryl. Sitting in on this episode with us is naturally Nay. Wow.
Yeah.
Eric and Mike talk.
What up, y'all? It's Eric V from Dead End Gaming. How you doing?
You ain't got no special intros or anything you want to say?
No, because I know what y'all niggas gonna say. DEG, if you gotta ask what it stands for, don't worry about it.
So anyway.
I was like,
it was Carrie Wood.
Time bombs.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Yeah. So, man, big showdown between Beta and Daryl. As they attempted to escape with Henry and Lydia. So let's just go around the table. I'll start with you, B. What do you think of this episode? Just overall thoughts, and then we'll just get into it.
Yeah. Overall, yeah, because y'all know how I get. I start picking out stuff further away. But I thought this episode was pretty good. It's starting to improve a little more as the as this second half of season 9 is making way. But I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was. You know, some of the stuff made sense, and I'm glad we got the showdown with Daryl and Beta. I know we're gonna talk about that later, but yeah.
I thought this episode was cool. I've liked most of the season, to be honest. I think it has some weird flaws and like some out of character stuff, like just one instance in particular that was out of place. And I'll elaborate on that later. But I enjoyed it, but I think I might have hyped it up in my head a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Was it because of the Daryl and Beta show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode was definitely better than it has been for me. It was cool seeing the showdown, but in all, I'm over it. I'm not enthused with the Whisperers. I'm not scared of them. They're not keeping my interest. I'd like to see somebody die already. Mm.
I guess just to piggyback off of that, again, like, they're just weak, man. Like, it's just like I had this idea of the Whisperers that they were just such badasses because they were the ones that killed Jesus. So the more and more these episodes go on, I'm like, okay, well, we got Alpha, we got Beta. Who else do we have? But just kind of just not even like harboring on that. Just Beta, I do like the Beta character, and I did like the fight scene. I'm kind of like with Eric on that. I did have it a lot more hyped in my head than the actual scene itself. I heard it took a long time to do that scene, and I'm like, well, it didn't really look like it. It was cool, but it wasn't like, oh my God, that was the best scene in television. You know what I'm saying? So, overall, I've liked the steady pace that they've been taking with this, personally. I know Nate's shaking her head. No, she has not been a fan of Walking Dead since Rick
led away, right? Yeah, I don't like since Rick died. I'm bored. Mm. Mm.
Even though you got the strong black queen, Michonne, handling
she
business.
She ain't doing shit.
Yeah, she been gone for a minute. She getting her hair fixed.
Chavin.
I like this episode a lot. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this episode. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with everybody so far that they've stepped it up. Mm-hmm. I think that they've made some improvements because the story's been slacking a little bit the last couple of episodes. And I didn't really have a problem with the Daryl Beta showdown. I guess that was disappointing, it sounds like, for most of the people here, but
it was not.
Yeah, let's get into it.
It was cool, but
I'm just happy he didn't get hurt.
I feel we was wrong. I feel like he should have fucked Daryl up a little bit more.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember, we were all wrong.
Not all of us. I know me.
No, not about being wrong.
Who was wrong?
I thought he was like he needs Daryl. Yeah, we need. Was like Daryl needs to get.
He did get fucked up. He was on the ground looking about to cry.
Daryl's on the ground about to cry.
Watch it.
He had fear in his eyes.
He definitely did.
He had fear.
Then when he hit the ground, he was like, "Oh shit!"
Twice.
Yeah,
and the
he was on the ground trying to that too. I forgot about that part. Yeah. That's three.
When the what? Say
the,
again.
That's saw, three. When he's putting his neck to the saw.
Oh yeah.
When he slammed him the first time, Daryl had this look on his face like,
this motherfucker's huge.
And then later on, when he punched him and knocked him on the ground again, and Daryl looked up.
Yeah, he looked terrified.
Yeah, and we haven't seen Daryl look like that before.
Never.
So I don't think we're really wrong. I just feel like he should have knocked him around a little.
I thought it was weak the way he just threw him down the thing. Like he really thought that was gonna kill the dude.
I mean,
you didn't even look to see like, okay, where did he fall?
He did look.
Because he was just laying.
And then he spit on him, remember?
He was laying there.
He did spit.
He looked like he was dead. Yeah. We knew he wasn't dead.
Right.
Okay, touche.
What about you, King?
I did like this episode. I thought that whole action where all of them had to basically fight somebody was dope. Mm-hmm. So I liked the action in it. I was cool with it. What I didn't like was the story about the highwayman.
Bruh.
That was the horniest shit.
Yeah.
What?
We're the highwayman. Yeah. We're here to squirt you across the road, ma'am. It's our pleasure to serve you.
Jesus Christ.
That was corny. That was the corniest scene probably damn near this second half of the season.
Even the showdown with them goddamn mannequins was stupid as fuck.
Yeah. What's with everybody cosplaying in this damn
show? I thought that was kind of cool. Like, they were just in there like standing still and then they just kind of cool.
If they played it out better, I thought it'd been really cool.
I just didn't understand how all of a sudden you could see the mannequins once the people stepped into the light. It's like the whole room lit up. It's like
a better question is how the fuck did the kingdom people get in there and get behind them? And they didn't know. It's their place.
Right.
Question, yes.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. And then you could kind of, I mean, you. I don't know. Like, looking at it, you were like, okay, nah, that's a person. That's a person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it wasn't that believable.
It was supposed to be all
Yeah, you're not gonna trick anybody because you already got people walking around with damn masks on their fucking heads.
You know that the whisperer part was already confusing a little bit because these communities have been here for a long ass time, and ain't none of them ever run into these whisperers. I let that one go, but y'all ain't never seen these motherfuckers on horses with hats,
right? Not one time.
And the fact that they were convinced by the fucking movie.
Oh.
Like, come on. You guys want to see a movie?
You guys want to see a movie? Something.
Yeah.
They saved that stupid ass bulb. And I had said it didn't make any sense. Sure enough.
Okay. That was the wackiest way.
You guys see the symbol movies?
So the symbol that we saw in the theater was just the highwaymen. And the connection is the fact that this bulb is going to get them to help you patrol the roads. That's weak as fuck.
Yep, I agree.
It still hasn't come to this full payoff yet, though.
No,
when the fear comes, they're going to watch the movie, and then maybe some shit goes down behind the scenes. You don't know.
Ain't nobody scared of them.
No, they're not.
No, not the highwaymen. Not the highwaymen.
Ain't nobody scared of them.
Nah, they weak.
They got took out by the happiest nigga on the show.
The movie scene is going to be like this emotional, like touching point where kids are seeing movies for the first time and everybody's feeling good. I'm being real.
I would much rather the whisperers come in and wreck shit up.
But that's what I'm saying. It gives you the calm before the storm because all of this season, all of this, like, after Rick went away, everything has been calm. Everything has been good at the end of the episode. So,
but we didn't need the highwaymen for that.
No, we didn't.
I'm gonna tell you why we need the highwaymen.
Why?
Cannon fodder. A bunch of them about to get fucked up by the whisperers. That's what I think.
But we're not gonna care.
Exactly. So how do you help? They corny as hell.
No one gives a fuck if that cowboy guy is chopped off.
Maybe some Oceanside people. Maybe some highwaymen.
Maybe some Alexandrians before we care about the hill. What are they called again? The highwaymen. I'm just saying them too.
Did they go back to the ocean? Where they at?
I don't know.
Minding their business.
They just disappeared. They killed the last little saviors and they gone.
That's what they do. They go into hiding.
Wait, the Oceanside. Those are the chicks, right?
Yeah.
They had a flag up in the episode. Though, so they're gonna show up for this fear.
Oh, okay.
Don't nobody give a damn about them no more because we ain't seen them in God knows how long.
Maybe that's where Maggie is.
I think she might be with the ladies in the van. Or
oh,
whatever.
They did say that.
Yeah,
you're right. They did say that. Yeah. They did say.
Yeah, I did think it was funny that old lady put that damn baby in that damn treasure chest or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and
forgot about
and it. Went and save her
she
man.
Went to save her man. She said, ah!
She went in.
You ain't getting my drunk test. Yeah.
Look out behind you.
Right. Y'all can have that baby.
She like, stay here.
That baby getting the baby neglected gonna go? Left and right, huh?
Yeah, he's
a punk.
The baby's a baby.
No, not the baby. I like the baby more than Judith, but no, the baby. I mean, the husband. What's his name? Earl?
Yeah.
Name?
Yeah.
The second that Zombie showed up, he just said, just fell over.
Yes.
He didn't even try to fight.
He didn't even try to fight back or something. No.
Oh, is that what it is?
Something like that, right? Like, you need to check on your back or something. Yeah, he got an injury or some shit. Oh, okay. He was trying.
Right, I'll give him that.
Yeah, because didn't Maggie handle his ass real easy, too?
Mm-hmm.
His wife kind of threw
like Maggie
that.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She clocked him with some shit. Like,
he's old as hell. Mm-hmm. But still, you can't fight
so off. So anyway, main storyline. So I thought it was interesting, like, when they, were leaving the camp and, what's her name? Connie? You know,
yes. Man. Trying,
Helen Keller.
I'm so tired of them writing goddamn notes.
I told y'all they need to learn sign language.
That was stupid as shit.
I'd be like that lady on the meme with her hands on her knees, like.
Daryl cannot learn. You see how long it took him to write that one fucking note? Right.
Yes.
All it said is "our friends will die," and it was like 15 minutes. He was
right.
But to your point, I'm tired of the writing too. Let's like learn the fucking sign language. Let's get this thing.
They ain't got time.
Yeah,
to learn
it's
sign
been like 2 days.
They don't got time.
They just met them.
You can learn something.
In Apocalypse, they don't got time for no sign language.
She gonna write down everything and then do the hands.
Who's gonna teach it?
Ain't no computer, Judith. Judith probably knows. She know every fucking thing. That's Captain Marvel of fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking Judith.
I hate Judith too.
I hate her so sick
of her. I thought it was.
Why do y'all hate Judith, man?
We already went through this.
God.
She'll be bad next week.
She sure will, probably.
What would my daddy do?
She just need a high.
Just answer this. What would my daddy do?
Leave your ass somewhere. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that Daryl deferred to her. When they were trying to go back to the camp, and she was like, "No, this way."
He didn't defer to her.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He gave up.
Yeah, everybody
saying,
left.
This
even
way.
The
everybody
dog left.
Remember? I mean, but
he followed
thing.
His dog.
It's not the same thing. He didn't defer. He had no choice.
He had no choice.
Everybody left his ass, including his own homie. Dog was like, "Fuck you."
He was like, "Hey, dog. Hey,
dog,
come
dog,
here.
For real,
dog. Dog fucked right. that whisperer up, though.
Yeah.
He sure did. Save Henry's bitch ass.
I thought he was going to die. I was like, yes, finally.
Speaking of that, somebody hit. I need to find. I'm going to find that tweet. Somebody going to hit us up on Twitter talking about y'all can't talk shit about Henry. So I'll find the tweet.
He said he was fucking up mad whisperer.
Yeah. I'm like,
he hit one.
No.
Yeah, he hit one.
Yeah.
One.
I'm like, dude, what are you talking about?
Oh, smoochy face.
Speaking of fucking up a whisperer, didn't Connie hit and kill a whisperer with her slingshot? Or no?
Trying to tell y'all
in the back of the head.
I think she killed a whisperer.
Yes, she did.
I'm tired of it. And how the fuck did Connie know that knife was coming at her?
The light.
Yeah, I think it was like a light.
I saw something flash and I watched it. I kept rewinding it back.
Yeah.
But shit, how the fuck did she know where it was coming from?
Behind her.
How she know?
She
was on alert.
Yeah,
she was on high alert.
She saw the light and then knew it was coming from this angle. So she spun around and ducked.
Got them spider senses, boy. You don't know about the spider senses.
It can come from anywhere. How the fuck you know it's a knife?
Look,
it's not in front of her, so it must be behind her.
How you know it's a knife?
It's a knife.
How you know?
Because it's a
knife.
If somebody coming up behind you, you're gonna duck first.
He wasn't coming up behind her. He was fucking 30 feet away. And he pulled the knife out and she saw it. And said, oh, shit, duck. Man, that shit was so spider sense.
No, it wasn't.
That's how she made it this
no,
long.
No, it wasn't.
It was so
It's no different than the field, Mike.
Yeah.
No different than what?
It's no different from when she was in the field. And she, when she.
And I said that was stupid, too.
Well, it's so consistently stupid.
thanks for that.
It's consistent.
But I didn't think
it's consistent.
I didn't think it was.
This was more realistic than the field because she had enough clues in the environment to say some shit about to go down behind.
Behind me, a knife is about to fly at my head.
She knew she was fighting
people. In the dark.
It was dark. That's why the light shined so much.
No, but there was still enough
it
of a shadow.
Make
it makes no sense.
The same way the slingshot don't make no sense. Killing
the slingshot
human.
Is bad as hell. I tried to tell y'all motherfuckers about this goddamn.
We all said that about a slingshot.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nobody.
It shouldn't be that or
no? He's saying it's dope.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, kill a whisperer.
No, I'll give it. I'll give it killing zombies because they've decayed for a long time. But I'm not
little tin.
You're not killing me,
right?
You're not killing me.
You might be like, what the? Well, we know he was. dead. He might have been knocked out. No, we don't know that he was dead.
That rock,
pebble. We don't.
We ain't never we even don't know seen if
it was
a pebble. The rock. We ain't
never,
we
it probably don't even, was a bigger
it
rock.
It might have been a solid rock. It might have
no,
been.
No, it was a solid rock.
Did it,
no,
did it pierce?
A granite or something.
Did it pierce the skull?
We don't know.
I feel like it did.
Are we
I don't think that shit maybe. Bounced off. I think that shit.
Maybe.
I think it penetrated. Yeah. I think it did.
It went in like.
I think it killed him. Yeah.
Like vision. It was like vision.
It just got stuck.
Looking up at a cross-eyed.
Y'all keep disrespecting the slingshot.
Connie slingshot is stupid.
I hate her. I like Connie, man.
That's just slingshot is stupid.
That's power of the black woman, right?
Jesus, stop it.
Power of the black woman,
she's cute as fuck, she needs to die.
She is.
Shit, I can't.
Her coil still perfect.
Facts.
After war, but she held it down, though. She held it down.
What was in that little red bag? I wound that part back, and I couldn't figure it out. When she's digging through that little hole,
it's like a first aid kit.
Is that what it was?
I think it was.
Okay.
She pulls out, and she looks at it longingly for a minute.
Yeah, I think it's like a first aid kit or something.
I thought it was like,
and Darren need to quit cop blocking too.
No, he should keep cop blocking.
Oh, come on.
Man. Hey. Hey, we got stuff to do.
Keep you waiting with the door crack. Hold up.
Right. He let him get a little bit.
They got shit. To do. We ain't got time for that.
I don't know.
They over there smiling at each other.
That was corny.
Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit, Henry.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about your selection, though, man. You're in the apocalypse.
Stay in the world.
You find a girl
baby.
That's your age that looks decent.
And y'all are risking your lives for this girl.
We talk about teenage love, dog.
I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about Daryl.
Right.
I'm talking about Helen Keller. Mm-hmm. All of them. Why are they risking their life for this fucking girl?
Well, Daryl didn't want to, though.
But he did now. He changed his mind.
Oh, he got a good
heart. We're just going to keep going. We're going to keep running.
Because Henry.
I'm sick of this shit,
so when he said that, are they talking about just running, period? Just not going anywhere?
That's what it sounded like.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like.
They're like, we'll just get you stitched up and then we'll keep going.
There's about to be no balance.
They're going to have to because they said that the Whisperers are going to figure out where they are.
Well, they're going to the Hilltop because we saw that in not Hilltop.
Yeah, but
they're
going to Alexander.
They're going there, but they're going to leave, is what Daryl was saying.
They're going to keep going.
I hope that doesn't actually happen.
It's not. The Whisperers are going to show up before that happens.
Yep.
Yeah. Or they're going to show up, they're going to leave, and then the Whisperers are going to show up and fuck a bunch of people up, and Daryl's going to have to come back. Mm. One of those two things is going to happen.
Well, he
will
have to come back anyway because he got to get that baby back to Carol.
Oh, Henry?
Henry going, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she finally found out.
Yeah, she like, where the fuck my kid
at? Yeah. I mean, everybody just looking at her.
Well, right. He can't because Henry's not going to stay there if he's take Lydia with him. So Henry's going to want to go because he want to get some of that booty.
That's real.
Talking about, I care about you. You just met this motherfucker.
I know.
And she punched you in your mouth 10 minutes ago. Yo, bitch.
Hell yeah. Remember she punched him?
Kill his ass.
She punched him square in his mouth and knocked him
in that episode?
No, the episode before that.
Okay, okay,
when he was
okay,
like, somewhere he came look for it. You stupid. Stupid.
What did it, Brandon?
Stupid. She had a good right hook, though. She had a good right hook.
Hey, she came to save a man, though. She got
she
out
came
of it.
The dog saved him.
Yeah, I'm about to say the dog or the dog.
Did she get a lick in on somebody?
No, she opened the door and the dog ran out and was like, "Oh, little smoochy face bitch ass."
Oh, I thought she did something.
Connie Hill.
I don't remember her doing anything.
Lydia didn't do.
Lydia ran up and was like, "Oh my god, Henry, you're late."
Yeah, because she wouldn't fight her own people.
Right.
Oh, okay,
that's
because
she's worthless. Kill her.
Yeah.
And he didn't. This nigga really said he tried not to kill nobody. I was like, is that really what we doing?
In the apocalypse? Seriously?
Yeah, he was like, she was like, just try not to kill. I'll try. I really tried not to kill. Like,
I can't watch this shit.
It's no
life
more.
Or death.
Yeah. I might have would have said that shit, but be lying.
No.
Like, I'll try. And then just like stabbing in the throat.
No,
like,
oh,
I'll try not to kill. Nah, I don't know what happened.
You can't even say that.
No. You can't even do that.
Right.
You need to let her know.
The or hit him in the temple.
It was like, oh shit.
You could kill somebody by hitting him in the temple. You know what I mean? What? Yep. What are we talking about?
They said you pussmatized.
I'm saying
you get the right term.
You can say
I like pussmatized though.
Pussmatized.
I like pussmatized.
You can't be changing.
Name
the rules.
Made it up.
Yeah.
Your wife made it up. I like pussmatized.
You can't be changing.
Nah, we go with pussmatized day.
You can't change the shit.
Yeah.
You've been pussy whipped for ages.
Yeah. Nah. I like you pussmatized like a motherfucker.
I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying you gotta.
I tried not to kill him. I mean, can I get a little bit? Can I just look at it like that? Can I just touch it?
He said,
can I sniff it?
Can I sniff it? Just
can I sniff it? Hell.
Ooh, you smell good for the apocalypse.
Oh,
you know it don't.
No, it smells like trash. Don't
do that. I cannot.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go there.
What?
I cannot.
She's in the apocalypse, like you said.
It still smells lovely.
All right, Mike.
Let it go, man.
You vegan, you want
to
get it.
I'm already in trouble from the last time. I'm going to try to get my women back.
Young niggas, man.
They don't know. They
just women don't watch The Walking Dead no more, but they do watch a hell of a lot of Captain Marvel. So you grew already. It's too much to say, Fakes. It's too late.
Oh, well.
We're going to get you right, man.
Oh, my God.
But no, you can't be like, nah, I'm not going to try to kill somebody. We're like, nah, I'm going to have to take me somebody out of my knees.
That shit was crazy.
She would be like, no, and take the stick.
Then he better pop her in the mouth. No, don't hit a woman. Don't hit a woman. He need to call his mama. Call Carol. And be like, look, smack her real fast. Or get Helen Keller to do it. Or just pop it back in the head with a pepper and be like, she did it.
So
she can't say anything, so now she can defend herself.
He said she did it.
Jesus. Look, just take her notepad. Look, Connie did it. And she'll be like,
Mike did sign language. Faux sign language. Oh, not American sign language.
All I want to know, are y'all ready to concede with this whole Whisperer's Weak shit?
Nah.
No. You got to talk to Mike,
I've been talking too much. Y'all talk for a minute. I'm going
to
chill.
I'm just saying, like, why not? Why aren't y'all ready to concede?
I'm not conceding because
I've
conceded.
I don't give a fuck about them.
Because we're not at the end of the season. Like I was saying, they've been winning. The good guys have been winning this entire season. And it's going to be, just like I said, episode 15, 16.
It's going to be a moment
you're
where
you're going to be like, okay, maybe
13. We are 13.
And
we got three more episodes.
Because even the one that had the dreads or whatever, right?
The Whisperer with the dreads?
Yeah. Wasn't the Whisperer with the dreads?
The fake Michonne Whisperer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was one. Like, he was right next to
Beta. Yeah. Because I thought that was going to be another badass one, right? I was like, okay, maybe. No. No, not because she had dreads.
Why?
No, because she had talking points or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, she,
you thought she was going to be like a character, like somebody.
Yeah, like somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and then she got defeated really, really. Who killed her?
No one killed her, did they?
No, yeah, she got her ass knocked out too. All of them are gone. That's how they're going to get out of it.
They fucked them up.
The one thing I will say that's interesting about the Whisperers is the fact that when somebody dies, they keep the zombies around.
The Guardians.
That was one. I was like, wait a minute. When they mean they like keep them around? So that part was probably maybe the only thing that interests me about them thus far.
Protected by your loved ones after they passed.
After they passed.
Dope. That was dope. That was dope.
Come on, Rod. That's kind of cool.
It's different. But that nigga died as soon as he was the first one to die.
He was already dead, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
He was the first one to die again.
What do you mean? From being a zombie.
When Beta was coming up to the building, and Daryl shot the zombie in the head.
Oh, that was the guy.
That was the one that had just
died. That was, he got shamed, huh?
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
No, it was.
Doesn't mean the Whisperers are weak.
It was lame. It was lame that they used him as a prop for that.
Yeah, that is weird. I didn't know.
Well, I think they did that in a way to show the fact that.
Because
I didn't get it when they first said it. Okay. I honestly didn't even get it till Talking Dead. And I was like, oh, damn.
What's the deal? I don't get it.
Well, no, I didn't get when he was saying that, you know, the change is coming, but you'll still be a part of us.
Oh, I got that part.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get it when he said it. I was like, what the fuck you mean? And I didn't realize, and I didn't put two and two together when he died. So I guess they did that in a way to show that they still keep their people around even when they turn. Yeah.
Why didn't Daryl just shoot Beta in the head with the
He didn't know which one it was.
Yes, yeah. He did. Beta was the tallest one, and remember,
but
he didn't know who Beta was. Daryl got it in. Daryl did not get his ass beat. He didn't get his ass beat. He tricked him. He didn't do anything. He fouled it. What is getting it in? What
that was day. He held his own against that big ass.
He got slugged. That's because dude can't fight.
That's not his fault.
I'm not saying it's Daryl's fault. I'm just saying.
No,
he's throwing around and trying to step on him and shit.
But big motherfuckers like that.
Like, he's just going to stand there. What are you doing? Who steps on him?
Make all that damn noise while you're stepping on him.
Like, he ain't going to get out the way.
Ah! Slow it down with the knife.
He did look like the Undertaker, though. That's what they said.
For sure. Nah, man. You guys had me thinking he was going to get his ass.
Me too. I was hoping.
Nah.
I was thinking he was going to get worse than he did.
Nah.
I did.
Maybe he's coming.
You saw how he looked at him when he lifted his up his feet? Derek was scared.
Derek was like, oh, shit.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's a missed opportunity to get his ass beat now, though.
He still might get whooped next time because
he's mad.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's really mad. He knocked him in a fucking an elevator shaft.
You saw how you saw him when he woke up? How hard he was breathing and shit?
Wild coyote his ass.
Like, how long is it going to take him to bounce back from that? Like, I mean, this nigga he just fell out of the elevator shaft.
He was straight.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's unrealistic as hell.
It's a zombie. It's not a bounce back. It's just how he going to get the fuck out that elevator shaft.
He's going to jump.
Once he get...
Good Captain Marvel.
You go push through the wall.
That was so extra. Why were you punching through the fucking wall?
Just go around it.
No, there was a hole right there when he threw Daryl ass through it.
And he just
y'all forgot about that shit. He threw Daryl straight through a fucking wall.
He did throw him through the wall.
He could have just climbed through the hole.
It was so bad. I thought Daryl jumped through the wall. Because all I saw was feet. And I was like, Daryl really trying to get away from this one.
Yeah, man.
Now he should got his ass beat a little bit more.
I agree.
I think it was enough. I need to see some blood. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We need to see some blood.
But I still think you saw that he was at a disadvantage.
But not
you
enough.
Did.
Enough. Not yeah, enough.
Like enough
because he bloodied his nose a little bit and that was it. He should have broke a finger, something. There should have been some damage.
We should have been worried about Daryl.
Exactly.
I don't think we ever really were.
No, we
weren't.
I don't
want
to
worry.
Nah, I was like,
that'd been good.
I saw enough to be like, okay, how is he going to beat this bit motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was, yeah, you knew he was going to beat him, but how?
Roadrunner.
Physically, he couldn't match up with him all the ways. So he had to rely on some type of deception, you know. So, but I think it was just enough for me to realize that Beta is obviously way more powerful and stronger than Daryl. So,
but he must just be stupid.
I mean, you know, he's big, he's lumbering, he's probably
he's stupid.
There's probably a lot. Right.
That's he what can't I'm trying fight.
To say. Yeah, I mean, I'm just did. Saying. How many motherfuckers is have we seen that size running around in The Walking Dead?
But he don't have to be that stupid.
Big.
He's just big and dumb.
Right.
But when you that big and that dumb and you run into other motherfuckers like that, you don't have to fight that much.
Well, I mean, Daryl is kind of dumb too. So it was
he's
like,
not.
So
yeah,
he is. So it made for a good fight.
Daryl like, is kind of dumb.
Hey, no, nah, like, he did mess that dude up that came with the little, which was stupid, by the way. Remember the guy he stabbed with the axe that showed himself
why
with
was
the
he
shadow?
Oh,
yeah. What the hell are you doing?
He's trying to peek through the fucking curtain. What are you doing? You knew he's in there somewhere.
Right.
And he just, where you at?
Like, what are you
Who
doing?
Who does that?
Got his ass.
Are they not used
up.
To fighting like actual people? Are they just used to being around zombies? Because that's what it seems like. It seems like
that's
they're not really used to.
I don't think
to,
so. It seems like they're used to fighting. Because remember,
who?
They're just bad. I mean,
yes.
But remember, Lydia said that they're used to this shit. Like, she said, don't cross my mom because, like, we'll fuck you up. So it makes it sound like.
Is that because she fucks her up?
Maybe.
No, I think what
you
it was.
Like, your mom the strongest person in the world because
exactly.
she beat your ass.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I think what it was is they just had the tactical advantage. You know, because the whisper
Who
was
did?
Daryl, Connie, and the
they
dog.
They didn't in the woods.
I know, but the woods they caught them off guard with the guardians,
mm-hmm.
so that's why they won that one because they thought they were fine and safe and protected. In this one, that's why Connie said, "Yo, we're gonna go to this hospital, whatever it was, and we're gonna get the high ground. We're gonna force them to come up there." At that point, they knew where everything was, so it was just a matter of just feeding them into whatever the attack points were.
Choke
that
point.
Was it. Yeah, and so that's why they were. Kind of caught off guard. They really didn't have much of a plan, but Beta knew. Beta was like, yeah, they want us to come up there.
And they went up there anyway.
They had to get Lydia back.
Smelt themselves too much.
Because he's stupid.
And you know what? You're probably right. They probably thought that they could take him.
I don't think they're used to actually fighting groups of people. I think they may be used to fighting internally. I think that Alpha and Beta may be used to being strong within their group, but I don't think they're used to fighting people, at least based on what I've seen thus far.
Or maybe just not people like that.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, they haven't met their match yet.
Exactly.
And now when Beta, you know, now that he got his ass whooped, ain't gonna limp his ass back to
the house. I just don't think they're fighters, man. I think they're just regular ass people.
I don't know,
man.
I think they're regular. Man, how can y'all still say that?
Because you have they haven't shown they the anything.
Comic book. Oh, because no, they weren't this week in the comics.
They weren't.
They were pretty hell scary nah. In the comics.
Yeah,
but they do that to everybody. Like every single villain that's been in the comic books. They
except fuck them up. Negan. I think Negan is the only one they kind of got right. They pretty much.
But they haven't.
Negan
they,
was more brutal in the books. Negan was more brutal in the books. If you really,
you know
think
what?
About
maybe
it.
I'm thinking.
I thought y'all said the governor right. Was
the governor was terrible in the show. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. Fucking the books. Fuck the books.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all said he was crazy in the books. Right?
Oh yeah.
They
oh,
watered
yeah.
down every
they,
villain.
Yes,
every
they did.
Villain. They kind of gotta water it down for TV though, right?
Not like this.
That's what I was saying.
Not like this. Like yeah. they could still make the Whisperers scary.
Negan was badass when he came up on the scene.
But we ain't had no badass since.
Yeah, no, I know.
Negan should have kept the Whisperers the way they had them when they first showed up. When they first showed up, it was actually scary when they showed up in the fucking cemetery and they just ran out and started fucking people up. They should have kept them like that. But now I'm starting to see what you're talking about. That's why I was falling back.
Oh, okay.
I do see what you're saying. They're making them look very, very
dead. Yeah, they do.
And they're not scary anymore.
They're not.
Just like,
is it because it's daytime now?
Yeah. I mean, but no, because when they first showed up and they took Aiden and Luke. Is
that yeah.
Yeah, it was at night.
It was in the day.
That was during the day.
It was during the day.
They was remember in the woods?
Yeah, because they were just standing.
And,
it was the day. Yeah,
and like, they just stopped. And they just stopped.
But then, I guess because they were in the woods,
I thought that
still
was nighttime.
Was,
no, it was bright no, as fuck.
No, it was bright as hell out there, dude. And then they kept looking. They looked around.
But that was still scary.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was daytime.
Because they just stopped and they just stood there and looked
they
at
thought,
them.
They thought it
but
was...
That's scary, but
right.
But then when it's time for combat...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all I've been saying.
The because mystique.
In that situation, they had the tactical advantage. Just like in the graveyard, they had the tactical advantage.
Right.
In the hospital, our crew had the tactical advantage.
But they still came off weak.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
still
weak and stupid.
Weak.
I'm not going to deny that.
They had no plan, and they let a deaf girl
and a dog
and a little smoochy faced kid and a dog
that was a
out.
Kid that wasn't even trying to kill him.
Right.
True.
That chick didn't even fight. I think it was maybe it was a dude. I don't know. I couldn't tell. That person didn't even fight back. They just got the knife knocked out of the hand and just gave them, got popped in the stomach, and they just dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's come on, man. Like yeah,
it's no fight.
They're fucking up again.
It's no fight. Even with Beta, they didn't even make him like super power. Like they didn't even make him like really kick Daryl's ass.
Yeah, they didn't.
And this is their and that's what he said. This is their top
the best,
fighter.
Just
this
their
is
best.
Their best.
Yeah.
Remember when Rick got his ass whooped
exactly
by the governor? Remember when he got his ass whooped?
Yes,
and was right. Carl, slow down. I can't keep up.
Right.
Remember that shit?
I was gonna expect
that should have been Daryl. That
yeah,
should have been Daryl.
But still, at the same time, he couldn't physically beat him. Like so one of you guys said, he had to resort to deception in order to defeat him.
Did it real
guy.
Quick though.
But he should have got beat down first,
right?
Because Daryl walked away with like this pimp lip, like yeah, I got this. Remember he spit
I
on
told him. He was
but Daryl is more of a badass
wait,
than Rick.
Like
though.
He looked like I told him that's the first one I was on kill.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did act like that.
Yeah,
but that shouldn't happen. Like. The good guys are winning a little bit too much.
I
know we have something coming. I know we have something crazy coming. But at the same time, I'm with Rod. They're making these guys look like punks.
I'm not there.
I'd love to see the look on Daryl's face when
so
he's seen Beta.
Okay, so you're not there yet. What has made you are you saying that they don't look like punks right now?
Nah. I haven't seen any evidence to make me think that they look like punks.
They dumb as hell.
They got beat by a deaf chick.
If anybody gets beat,
it should be a deaf chick.
They didn't have the tactical advantage in the choke.
They didn't have the tactical advantage. She can't hear shit. All she had to do was sneak up behind her.
Come on, man. She's been surviving this long. She knows how to
survive. Because she has help. She has Poussey in them.
But she doesn't have them all.
Her name is Poussey.
I refuse to believe that they are around all the time. She knows how to survive.
She is deaf.
She's the only deaf motherfucker in The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
So she know how to survive.
But we ain't seen no lonely deaf people. The deaf chick is with a whole bunch of other people.
Most people are with other people.
They should not
though.
Be getting beat that easy.
No, not by no deaf woman.
We saw one fight.
We've seen multiple fights.
What you mean?
We've seen
multiple
fights.
What are the multiple fights we've seen?
On the bridge.
Right. And that was easy.
Yes.
But
the only fight that they technically lost was the one in the cemetery.
The cemetery, yes, the cemetery. What I mean, but what are the other fights?
Okay, you just said the one on the bridge.
And then Henry got his ass whooped.
No, when he popped him in the
at the creek.
At the creek.
But Beta snatched.
It don't matter. But see, you going back to Beta.
And but Beta's supposed a bad to be motherfucker.
Not really.
Daryl whooped
his
ass.
He just got thrown down an elevator shaft.
By Daryl.
In his first
down
in his first real
shaft.
Encounter.
Exactly.
When he wasn't looking.
In his first real encounter, he lost.
It should have been like, oh, shit.
It was not a tactical advantage with Daryl. It was not a tactical advantage because it was fair. It was a fair fight.
Rod's right.
Right. And he lost.
He lost.
It's not like Daryl had been there before. Like, he's fresh to the building just like fucking Beta is. But and they went square to square with the fucking knives. And even that, Daryl ducking around and fucking flipping over.
Daryl is a bad ass. We know this.
But Daryl is not like that because Rick is having, like, Rick and him had a fair fight. And we all said that Rick gets his ass beat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that doesn't make that doesn't him. Yeah. So
I mean,
that,
you know
yeah,
they're exactly. not gonna let Daryl.
Daryl ain't never like really beat nobody's ass.
He just beat the shit out of Beta.
But that is the point.
That's
the point.
That's their most powerful guy.
But he still had to hide in order to do it, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't physically beat him toe to toe. He did not physically.
But
beat
But he wasn't
Beta.
Losing bad enough. That's the point. This is your baddest he was guy. Enough. So if Beta dies, that means the rest of y'all can go out.
He was losing enough for him to go hide.
Yeah.
He was losing enough for him to go hide.
Yeah.
He realized he could not beat this man. So he had to hide.
That's not the way it came off.
I'm with Nay and Rod on this one.
Well,
they should have had him be a lot more menacing. And he wasn't menacing enough. He just came off like a big, mean dumbass.
And this motherfucker fell down an elevator shaft and just got the fuck up.
He was down there for a minute. When he got up, he was crying.
I would have
got
up.
Watch it again. When he got up, he was like, oh.
He did with the blood in his mouth.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah, you're right.
He was hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So what else would it take for you to be like, okay, these motherfuckers ain't it?
We've seen.
He holding on to a dream.
Cause I just don't see it from Rod's perspective. I just don't. It's just not there for me. I haven't seen any evidence other than them. Like, I just haven't seen anything that you said so far to convince me that they look weak.
But what have you seen to make them look strong?
Yes, that's a better question.
The only person they've killed so far has been Jesus. And that's only because Jesus
Do they look intimidating? Hell yes, they look intimidating.
But they're not.
That was never my argument. My argument
But
you're
saying that they look weak, and I just don't see them looking weak. Now, do they look strong? I mean, that's different. But if they're middle of the road, I just don't see them looking weak, like
so,
you're saying.
So if the Whisperers met, if the Whisperers met the Highwaymen or the...
Oh, they'll fuck them up.
Shit.
Wow.
They'll fuck up the Highwaymen.
Shit.
Oh, they'll fuck them up.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, they'll fuck them up.
Hank Williams with the hat, he popped that dude in the mouth with that fucking
nah.
That
wrench. Country buck ass.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Riding on a horse and the musical's even playing.
Nah, they'll fuck them up. They got too much music.
You think that... What have they shown... But that's my point, Ken. What have they shown you that they would fuck up the Highwaymen?
What have the Highwaymen shown?
They fucked up Jerry and the white chick. What's her name?
His sword.
Yeah, and his armor.
I must have missed that scene.
That's why they didn't show it.
But that's how
Remember Jerry showed up?
Yeah, but they also took Aiden and Luke.
No. He said the Highwaymen fucked up Jerry and that white chick.
Two people.
Yeah.
All of the Highwaymen.
And who have the fucking the Whisperers fucked up one person?
No, what I'm saying is that it makes sense for them for all of the Highwaymen to take two people, just like it made sense for all of the Whisperers to take two people in the woods because they had them surrounded. You're not going to be able. You already at a disadvantage numbers wise. So I don't get that.
Hey, hold on.
I think the Whisperers' only weapon is the element of surprise, and if they don't have they're pretty much
that's it, man.
Nothing.
Good point.
Perfectly
good
put.
Point.
That's it.
Perfectly put.
It's just the element of surprise.
But no. That part was good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I
appreciate it.
You ain't gotta stop and just be like, I was good.
No, I was thinking of what I was gonna say. I agree that they are pretty weak, but the only place I'm thinking is like, I think they're intentionally weak, but Ken is like, I don't think they're really intentionally weak in the sense of the writing makes them really weak so that we're comfortable right now.
You think that's what
like
it is?
Setup.
I think, yeah, and you can call it bad writing and it might be.
It might not be. You might be right. Maybe
why not take your best soldiers to try to get Lydia back? It just doesn't make sense. And to me, I was like, oh, maybe this person in the dreads is another person that's kind of like Beta, but not really. It just doesn't make sense to send other weak people to go get her back. So why would you send the weakest people to try to go get her back?
They weren't the weakest. That's their best. And that's the problem.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like, and they got handled really easily. But that's my point.
Wait. What? You don't think Beta's their best?
No, I was talking about everybody else besides
Beta. But Beta got handled. Like, Even as much as I clown Rick, Rick wouldn't even got fucked up like this. They had no plan.
Did Rick beat Negan ass?
Negan.
Remember when it was in the tunnels or wherever it was, the basement or whatever?
He had a bat and he still didn't win.
But they still went toe-to-toe. He didn't get his ass whooped.
But that's what I'm saying. Even Rick, as much as I clown Rick, and as many times as Rick fucks up, Rick wouldn't even got handled like this. This is supposed to be the baddest motherfucker in the whole camp. And he couldn't even deal with a deaf girl, two children, and a country bumpkin that takes 15 minutes to write, "We gon' die." That makes no sense.
That should have been. That should have been our moment where we like Beta not fucking around. That should have been that episode. That should have been that episode where we was like, holy shit!
Yeah,
Beta's the real deal. Exactly. That should have been that moment.
Did you feel like y'all really think that Beta is weak?
I didn't know. No one's saying he's weak. It just looks like Beta don't fuck around. No, I don't see it.
Based from that episode, it don't look like it.
No, the only time I was like, oh shit, that was dope. Was when he got stabbed.
He just took that shit out.
Dope. Yeah. Other than that, that's one.
He threw that motherfucker through a wall. That's two. He picked this motherfucker up by his shoulders like he was a kid.
So he should have beat his ass. He didn't beat his ass.
Daryl should have been like this.
Who tosses somebody around when you fighting?
Daryl should have had to go to Enid to get patched up.
Right. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And Daryl had to hide in order to beat this man.
He ain't throw not nail punch.
He did.
He didn't.
He stomped not nobody out.
Nope.
He didn't do nothing but throw him around.
Where was that moment?
He was like Undertaker.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Well, he hit him once. One good time. He hit him one good time.
Uh-oh.
That's why Daryl's face was bloody.
Oh, okay.
But it was so quick. I didn't even catch it the first time I watched it, because I was thinking the same thing.
I'm a fan, and I was never scared. Mm. I was just like, oh, he's going to be all right. He ain't going to get cut up on that song. He's straight.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
I just don't understand, like, you're trying to go get, what's her girl going to eat? Lydia back. I don't know where I got that from.
Yeah.
No. Lydia back. You would think you would send at least 3 or 4 of your best men to support Beta.
That sounds like
And if you did, that was a weak squad. That was a weak squad.
Got hit with a pebble and fell out.
Bruh.
That was a weak squad.
By a deaf girl.
Slingshots ain't no joke.
I'm tired.
And got popped by Henry.
I am too. I'm tired.
And got popped by a dog.
Henry did get popped.
Henry's skilled though, man. We can't just act like he wasn't trained by Morgan. What you mean? He's been training with his stick for like 6 years.
Henry is skilled.
And he's still lost. He still ended up on his ass. Yeah. He was about to get his ass killed. So.
But he's a kid.
I know, I'm just saying, but Henry didn't fuck anybody up.
Yes, he did.
He still ended up losing a fight, though.
To the other person stuck up on.
Yeah, yeah, right. But still, he still
he should have been
out.
Dead.
And that person got fucked up by the dog.
But to Eric's point, though, that motherfucker know how to use that goddamn stick.
Who? Henry? But he
been training.
It's okay. He's holding on to the dream. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to change him.
All right, put like this, Ken. Who in Alexander can Henry beat?
Eden? Oh, he could beat a lot of motherfuckers.
No. I'm just talking about like the main, like not
the fighters.
The fighters. Like, who can he beat? Who can he beat at Hilltop?
Give me some names. Because I think he could beat a lot of people.
No, not kids. We're not talking about kids.
Adults he can beat.
Adults he can beat.
Henry can't beat no adult.
That's what I'm saying. But
maybe that old man with the bad back that fell over. Maybe him.
The weakest of the strong is still strong, though, right?
Oh, that's real.
Here you go again.
What?
You got it with these hormones.
What?
Is it a lie, though?
Right. What the fuck?
That was real.
Is it a lie, though? If you got a strong crew, your weakest is still going to be a strong motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You're only as strong as your weak link.
That's my point.
He could be Tara. He could be Aina. He could be
what?
Of course,
you got some
he can beat
more?
The girl.
He can't.
Give me a minute.
Now, he can't beat Michonne. He probably can't beat Daryl. But I think Henry with that stick can take a lot of other motherfuckers.
Can he take Carol?
Because I don't
think
that.
Can he take Carol? Can he take Ezekiel?
Well, Iron Man.
Ezekiel.
But he did train with Jesus. He did train with Jesus.
Can he take any of the main characters out?
Like Daryl and Michonne? No.
That's what I'm saying, Ken. So let's break it down for you.
The weakest of the strong is still strong.
Hey.
But that's
just saying.
But that's the good point. That's my point, though. Mm-hmm. You're leading that to my point.
Mm-hmm.
So you take.
They strongest of the strong is still weak.
Exactly. So it's like, yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the weakest person can beat their strongest, like one of their strongest people. Right. That's not a strong team.
I think you guys are. I think Hilltop Alexandria are not as strong as we think they are. I think Daryl is strong. No, I think Carol is a badass. Ezekiel is weak as a motherfucker.
They have soldiers that are not. Even the old lady can whoop some ass.
What old lady?
The old lady that was
the little grandmama.
Even the little grandma can kick some ass.
No, the hell she can't.
What you talking about?
She beat up a zombie. Dude, she got a zombie off guard that was trying to eat her husband.
A pack of zombies. We all know that they're stronger in packs. They said that from the beginning of the show. So what I'm saying is, Ken, like, you take Beta. They're trying to get this girl back. You're not going to send the weakest people. You're going to send some people that can support them the same way that Alexander does, the same way Hilltop does. They don't send weak people out. They send people that are strong enough to beat people.
Okay.
So they sent some of their strongest out to get the girl back.
With Beta,
and they got their ass handled.
Because they didn't have the tactical advantage.
By some of the weakest people of the crew. Daryl was the only one, bro.
Connie's
not that weak.
Going in circles.
Connie's not that weak,
though. But she's impaired. But she's not.
And see that. Y'all go with that. Connie has been.
Going in circles.
She's been surviving for a minute.
She is a survivor.
Yes.
But again, even her, though. But it don't matter. Even if they are the weakest, even if they are. They still didn't beat them. They still didn't beat
them. Time will tell.
They're weak right now. They're showing.
Even at that, time will tell.
It's like you're trying to see it ahead, but right now they
look
weak.
I'm not seeing it ahead. I'm just seeing it for what it is.
Right now they're weak, Ken.
They're not weak. I just don't think we've seen that many encounters outside of the shit on the bridge, which was, you know, stupid as fuck. You know, by them. But the Guardian shit, you know, they didn't know, they thought they were protected because they had the Guardians, and then they unleashed them on them. They didn't know that shit was coming. And then in the damn hospital and shit, you know, they were at a tactical disadvantage. They didn't know so that's, you know, anybody know, you're just not gonna go into a situation where, you know, or if you do, you're gonna I don't know, man. They set them up to where they were at an advantage when they walked in there. And, you know, it is what it is. But I just don't see him as weak. Not yet. Nah.
I think I would have been fine if the episode ended the way it ended, but they sustained more injuries. Like, I don't think anybody really, like, had to, like, die, but Henry got stabbed in the leg. Daryl got whatever, like a sprained ankle or something. Like, I don't know what happened to Daryl. You know what I mean? But they should.
His hands were hurt. That was it.
Yeah.
The deaf girl didn't even get touched.
Yeah. No. She should have at least got punched.
The dog stayed alive.
They better.
You can't kill a dog.
I know they can. I was just saying.
They will, though.
That
would be a good setup. Mm-hmm. If dude comes, what's his name? Beta. If Beta comes back and kills that damn dog. Mm-hmm. Now, that would fuck Daryl.
That's going to be worse than killing Glenn. White people going to be mad. What you mean?
Yeah, you can't be killing animals. Because I kind of cried when they killed the fucking tiger. And I'm not even lying. That's why I don't watch shit with animals in it.
I cried when they killed the tiger, but not. I am not lying. Lion, tiger. See, you ain't even catch. Wow. You ain't even catch it.
Wow.
Went over your dreads.
Look at FIFA in the back. Like, he like these new niggas. These new niggas.
I'm gonna give him that one. That one was all right.
Thank you. We'll take it.
Kid, I have it.
Oh, man. I'll let you have that one, Eric.
That's going to do it for us this week, man.
Can't follow that. So, expectations for tonight.
I don't even know.
I have no idea.
That trailer.
I think the title of it is Scars, right? So we're going to find out how they got their scars. No Joker.
I think you've been wrong on every single prediction so far. This.
I said Daryl was going to get his ass beat, right? He got his ass beat. Henry kicked a little bit of ass, got his ass a little bit
Born
kicked.
To the table. He didn't get his ass beat.
He didn't.
Wow.
They agreed that he got his ass beat.
Right. Who, Henry or Daryl?
I know. I don't know why he came for me like
that.
You
100% wrong.
I don't think he got anything right.
I said you can give him 20%. You said he's 100% wrong.
What did he get right?
He said, "Yo, God, he just rubbing your whole life.
I'm asking.
Your whole life is wrong."
Listen to the recording. It don't matter.
I edit the show,
so you'll hear it.
That's how I know.
Let it go. Boom.
Let it go, dog. You know,
it's all right.
It's okay.
I don't know what you did to Ken, but
he's taking it out on him to shit with me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
God damn.
I'm gonna go through it a little like quick. All right, Henry was gonna kick a little bit of ass, get his ass a little bit kicked. Daryl was gonna get his ass beat. He got his ass beat, but not enough.
Because
I said it already. Because you heard it in editing.
He gonna kick some ass, but he gonna get his ass beat. But you, so that way he can come a little bit.
I told you. That was kind of the most like obvious things though. But it was in the trailer, right?
But
you named everything.
I'm Captain Obvious, not Captain Incorrect. Get it fucking straight. All right, man. So Michonne and Daryl, we're going to see how they get their scars, because the title of the episode is Scars. Yes, it's obvious.
You think so? No, it's not obvious. It's not. By the trailer, it's not.
I think it's obvious. I think we're going to see why.
There's going to be two stories going on. Like, they sometimes do that.
Yeah, they do.
It might. Because we've seen scenes in the past and present.
I don't think so either.
What do you think so? I don't think we're going to.
Yeah, based on the trailer, it doesn't seem like we're going to get to know why they have their scars. Unless maybe, I feel like something happened to Judith, which is why she's in the woods with Daryl. And that's why Michonne's screaming for Judith. So maybe they tell the story. If they do find out, maybe they tell the story that way.
She's kidnapped, I bet you.
Who, Judith?
Judith?
Man, they better leave Judith alone, because
she gonna fight her way out.
They better leave Judith alone.
She gonna fight her way
out. I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
What if Judith starts killing whisperers? Then will you agree that they are weak?
Because Judith is a motherfucking badass.
So y'all excited for this upcoming episode?
Nope.
I already knew your answer.
Based on that trailer, no. Just looking at that, no.
I was really tight.
Unless Judith died, no.
She's not dying.
Somebody need to die. It's been way too long. I'm with you, Nate.
I've been saying that for a minute. Somebody need to die. And hopefully we get that in season finale.
I've said that from the beginning of this fucking season.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody has died. Jesus didn't do it for me.
No, it wasn't heartfelt enough.
Nah. It wasn't.
I've said this from the second this came back, that somebody important needs to die. Yes. And it's been going on for too fucking long. Yes. And everybody is safe.
Whisperers need to come out with Maggie head or something.
Agreed.
That would be fresh. And Herschel's head.
Baby Herschel.
Still
baby Herschel. Baby Herschel.
Oh, baby
Herschel. Not Daddy Herschel. Baby Herschel. Ooh, that would be so dope. Both heads in the hand.
Damn, man. Hey,
y'all miss these motherfuckers? Nah, I'm saying.
Where they been?
But it's not going to happen.
Nah, because the show is losing its balls.
Yeah.
And that could be a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
Real fast, I feel like the show has been losing its balls. I guess that's a misogynistic thing. Let me say that. The show is losing its edge ever since they killed Glenn. I think the show is scared to do anything that's really controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to show.
And that was one of my favorite, and we don't have to get into it, but that was one of my favorite episodes, because I'm like, oh shit, like they actually did it. Like they have the balls, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ovaries.
They got the titties to
do it.
Or
that.
Right.
They got everything.
Talk about it with your pussmatized dad. They got the labia to do it. How's that? Am I winning back my feminist fans yet?
No.
All right, I'm done. All right, well, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch y'all guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.